5 Red Flags When Hiring a Risk Manager. Risk Academy Blog. One of the biggest issues in the risk management profession is that many, way too many, people who have the title of risk manager are not really qualified to do the job. Many don't even have the minimum required education. Imagine a doctor who vaguely remembers doing biology in year 9 high school. Well, that's your average risk manager trying to remember how probability theory work. This article is not really for risk managers, it's for the people who hire risk managers. Here are some common pitfalls to avoid. Irrelevant work experience. Many risk managers come from auditing, insurance, not the actuaries, or Big Four consulting. None of these experiences have any relevance to risk management and decision making, and for many it is a huge challenge to forget everything they think they know about risk management to understand decision science. For most it is too much to bear and they are unlikely to ever be good at RM2. What experience is relevant? Math, corporate finance, actuary, engineering is a good start. The perfect combination is someone who understands the business, how decisions are made, and has experience with probability theory. It is much easier to teach a quant risk management than to teach internal auditor quants. Weak academic background. Unfortunately, a person with a risk management degree is probably the least qualified to do the job. I lost a bet to Elvis Hernandez, Perdomo, a few years ago when he proved to me that there are 3 or 4 university programs in risk that teach good foundation in math and decision science. But that's about it. Out of 100 plus programs globally, there is a very simple test. If your degree or master's program has classes dedicated to using qualitative risk analysis and heat maps, you will find it difficult to get a job in risk. What competencies are relevant? Math. That's pretty much the core competency for any kind of sensible risk analysis. Make sure you pick as many electives in stats as possible. Focusing too much on risk management fads. The dead giveaways that someone is probably a bad risk manager is excessive use of various fads in the conversation. If the candidate is talking about risk appetite, ERM, GRC, IRM, vulnerability, velocity or some other nonsense, these are huge red flags. Good risk managers speak normal business language, they don't need made-up vocabulary. Another giveaway is when someone is talking about managing risks, as if that was the end game. Ironically, risk management is not about managing risks per se, it's about making better decisions with risks in mind. What should you ask about instead? Ask the candidate to share examples for their work helped company make better decisions. And how sure they are that it wasn't just a placebo effect. Ask them about backtesting of their models. Dominant System 1 thinking. For me personally, this is a killer weakness and I blacklisted quite a few people recently for that reason alone. Risk management is all about helping decision makers switch from System 1 to System 2 thinking using Kahneman's terminology. So, a risk manager that falls into cognitive biases left, right and center during the interview is a big no, no. The common giveaway is when a person hears some random word in my question and ignoring the overall message and the underlying meaning gets fixated on that word. What's my recommendation? Find out how much does the candidate know about research and risk perception and why it is fundamental to managing risks. Doesn't apply the trade to personal life. I always find it fascinating to see how risk managers apply their trade in personal lives. So as a bonus, I am always interested in how the individual manages own financial, social and political risks. How the candidate makes investment, relocation, holiday, family decisions, etc. Those little conversations can tell a lot about person's skills. And yes, I am a nerd. I had a Monte Carlo budget with contingency reserve for our wedding. For example, only a lazy risk manager hasn't posted about COVID-19 in the last few months. Interestingly, not many people write about what an amazing market opportunity the current situation is and how it's once in a decade chance to sort out retirement planning for the family. I would be very suspicious of a professional who can't make a lot of money during such rare turbulence. Risk Academy offers online courses plus buy now informed risk taking. Learn 15 practical steps on integrating risk management into decision making, business processes, organizational culture and other activities. 19,999,99 plus buy now ISO 31000 integrating risk management. Alex Sidorenko, known for his risk management blog, www.riskacademy.blog, has created a 25-step program to integrate risk management into decision-making, core business processes, and the overall culture of the organization. 199.99.99 plus buy now, 31,000 to 2018. 19.99.99. Like this, like loading.